Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Boomer Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks with one of our favorite wins of the year last night in a dominating performance over the Indiana Pacers. Up 3-2, heading to Indiana to take on the Pacers in a Game 6, hopefully close it out, but if not, they'll come back at home again in Game 7. Of course, the Rangers, we have nothing tonight, but Thursday night get their opportunity once again to close out this series.
You know, the thing about the Knicks going into this game yesterday, you were talking about, all right, is Jalen Brunson's foot okay? What about Hartenstein's shoulder? And you know what? The way that Hartenstein played and the way that Brunson played, they're fine. They are fine. That's the best game that they have played together, I think, at the same time, especially with the lack of other centers on the roster and the fact that Hartenstein has got to play so much. And he was a dominating force on the offensive rebounds, got 12 of those, tied Charles Oakley, and then, of course, had, I think, 17 overall rebounds. And like I said earlier this morning, for those of you that are just tuning in right now, the Knicks actually took 101 shots compared to the Pacers, who only took 72 shots. I mean, and that's because of the offensive rebounds. And then when you have guys like Deuce McBride and Alec Burks chipping in, and DiVincenzo, you know, basically only having 8 points, this is balanced scoring. Everybody's a part of it. Everybody's playing major minutes. You know, it goes all the way down to Achiuwa, who had 4 points, but he also had rebounds. He had steals.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Hartenstein and DiVincenzo only had a combined 15 points and had the impact they did on the game really shows what type of team the Knicks are. I mean, those guys were as important as anybody last night outside of Jalen Brunson, all the scoring that he had. And you're right. I mean, I said I need to know in the first quarter what Hartenstein looks like, what Jalen Brunson looks like, and I knew immediately, even though that first quarter was the Knicks' worst quarter last night, the Pacers' best quarter, I mean, after that, I mean, they dominated the rest of the way. I just knew when Jalen Brunson was doing the things that we'd seen all year with ease, I knew that he was back. So it's going to be very, very difficult to beat the Knicks in 2 games straight if you're Indiana with Jalen Brunson playing like that.
Especially with the two-day break now.
Yes.
You would think that the Knicks would benefit from this just simply because of the shorter bench that they have. But if Alec Burks is going to, again, you know, Van Gundy was talking about it last night. This guy was in mothballs for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Achiuwa, for that matter.
Yeah. Well,
and now all of a sudden they're playing valuable minutes and giving production. And 3 games in a row now, Burks has given significant scoring production.
And Deuce McBride getting the start last night. Another one of these buttons that Tom Thibodeau pressed correctly. So no one wants to really bring up the good things that Tibbs does. They just are waiting for the team to run out of gas or collapse or have the injuries sink them. But really, he should be getting all the credit in the world for having this team in this position with all the injuries they've had.
You know what I think? I think that Van Gundy said it right last night because he's an ex-coach, so he knows what's going on. So sometimes he's going to have the coaches back. And I totally understand that from a broadcasting standpoint because, yes, we do react to when we hear negative comments, whether it be from Windhorse or anybody else who's writing about how these guys are exhausted because they're playing so many minutes. Well, he doesn't have that many guys, so they have to play the minutes anyway. And if he would have a normal rotation, he would probably go nine deep because that's what the team was built for. But he doesn't have that. So they're going to have to play minutes. And I think that we all just react to a couple of commentaries. That's all. And I think most people realize that Tibbs has done a great job here.
All right, let's go to Pat New Paltz. What's going on, Pat?
Fergio. Oh, yeah.
What up, Pat?
What's going on, fellas? What a game. What a win. I don't want to, by any means, skip over the fact that how exciting that game was last night. But I do want to talk about something. And you know, Boomer, you're talking about Stan Van Gundy. I think for the first three quarters of last night's game, how annoying was he to listen to? I mean, these streaming devices need to come up with an idea where we can pump in noise from the garden, get the fans going, and we don't got to listen to this annoying play-by-play that Stan was doing last night. We got Knicks legends coming out to the garden. Where's Jeff? Let's get Jeff out of retirement. Put him on the sidelines. Let him call the game. We don't want to listen to Stan. I'll hang up and listen.
I'll tell you, he has an annoying voice. I get it. But I think he's very smart in the way that he describes his stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get bothered by him. And actually, there's a lot of the same opinions that he has that I share during the game. That the way he sees certain things, and he's one of the few guys that gives Tibbs credit when it's due. He actually is the guy that stands by everything that Thibodeau does with the minutes and the team, and the fact that he is one of those national voices that is backing him, I appreciate.
Yeah, he also, you know, he'll give you an opinion about whether he thinks something's going to be a flagrant one foul, or it's going to be a common foul, or this wouldn't have been a foul back in the 90s when, you know, Charles Oakley was roaming the floor and that kind of thing. So, I mean, he's tied into what's going on. Totally tied in.
Let's go to Marco in Connecticut. What's going on, Marco?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I was just wondering, did you guys see what Draymond said on TNT last night about the Knicks?
Yeah, I mean, he's been pretty consistent in the fact that he doesn't believe in them, and he gives Jalen Brunson just a little bit of credit, but then stops short of calling him a star. So, yeah, I mean, he was basically saying that he still doesn't believe that they're for real.
Yeah, you know, what really bothered me is that he's calling this team a fluke. You know, there's nothing fluky about this team, and he kept comparing them to the 2021 Atlanta Hawks, which is just unfair because I think the Knicks are in a great position to be successful, you know, over the next, whatever, 5 years to come. But I just think, you know, he is part of that Knicks coalition that hates them, and it's just not fair. And he always bashes them, and I just was wondering what your opinion was on, because, you know, it's not right. The Knicks are they deserve to be where they are, and they shouldn't be compared to that Atlanta Hawks.
You know,
team
the amazing thing is that Draymond, the type of player that he was when he first got into the NBA, reminds me of the guys that are playing for the Knicks.
Sure.
I mean, he was, you know, balls to the wall. He was giving you great effort, maximum effort, diving for balls, getting rebounds, doing all the dirty stuff. So other guys like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant could stand out by the three-point line and just shoot away.
Yeah, I don't understand why some of these retired guys or someone like Draymond who's still playing and out of the postseason and commenting on this team, that they don't like the team. Now, maybe it's because of the fan base that'll go after them on social media when they say something negative about it. I think a lot of that Charles Barkley hate is where that comes from. But it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, this is the workman's type of team.
Oh, God, yes.
That everybody should love. I mean, what would you rather see? Like, this or the James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant team succeed? No, this one. It's just so much better. So it is surprising to me when you hear those things, but I don't know. I have gotten to a point in my life where I'm very rarely affected by those opinions because I know most of the time it's just because they need to have a strong opinion on these games and they decide to lock in and hate on a particular team or lock in and love a particular team, and it makes stuff like this happen.
I don't know. When you're a superstar and you're making $30 million, who says you have to go all out all the time? Just ask Kevin Durant that.
Sure.
Just ask Kyrie Irving that. Just ask James Harden that. These guys are playing for their basketball lives, I feel like. I feel like they all have chips on their shoulders. I feel like they all want to try to accomplish something. I mean, I don't expect them to go all the way, but I'll tell you what, this trip that we've been on with them certainly has been very, very satisfying and fulfilling, given the fact and the state of New York Knicks basketball for the past 20 years.
Tom in Pearl River. What's up, Tom?
Boomer and Gio, how we doing, guys?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Good. So I want to point out the adjustment that Tibbs made defensively. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I think them being smaller and playing smaller, they kind of have the luxury of switching ball screens. The Pacers' offense is heavily predicated on pin-down screens or high ball screens. And just in the NBA, it's very difficult to kind of fight through them or to show on it. So I don't know if you guys noticed that. And then the other thing, real quick point that I'd like to mention, is the Pacers. I think a big reason why they were getting out-rebounded, and Van Gundy was actually mentioning it on the broadcast often, is when they go to run that double team, they're doing it very high, close to half court. And I think that allows either the Knicks to get a short roll or kind of a flash to the middle. And once that shot goes up, it's a very uneven advantage for the Knicks, where they usually have four or three rebounders, and the Pacers sometimes are only left with two or three. So I don't know if you guys realize those little things with the game, but I definitely think the Pacers are going to make that adjustment with the double team, probably get a little bit closer to the basket.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, listen, this is a back-and-forth chess match with two very good coaches, and it's not always effort when it comes to rebounding. There is a scheme element of it as well, but there was no doubt that both of those things were working in the Knicks' favor last night with that rebounding disparity, especially with the offensive rebounds and the second-chance opportunities that the Knicks had. So,
you know, the other thing, too, is that just to go back to Draymond Green and to go back to Charles Barkley for a second, you know, Jalen Brunson has the ball 95% of the time, somewhere like that. It's an inordinate amount of time.
Yeah.
And they are going after him, double teaming him. He is breaking through the double teams a couple times, going right through guys and going down into the paint. And he's dealing with, you know, Miles Turner, that's, you know, supposedly their rim protector. And, you know, a couple of these shots last night were incredible. And if you don't respect that, then who the hell are you as a basketball player? You should be respecting this guy because, number one, of his size. Number two, the amount of points he's scoring. And number three, the fact that they're winning.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that it's the business, man. Like, I don't know. I don't fall in these traps anymore with this stuff.
But, man, how do you not respect the way that he is playing?
Maybe they do, and they're just doing it so stuff like this happens, where callers call up and we're mentioning their takes and they're getting, you know.
I personally think it's a disservice and it's a discredit to who they are as basketball players not to show their respect and admiration for a fellow basketball player doing something remarkable on the court. He's one game away of tying Bernard King for 40-point games in the playoffs.
Yeah, and maybe winning this series and finishing it off, hopefully, will be the thing that gets him more respect. And then playing the Celtics, presumably tough, will get him more respect. But, you know, respect is something that is earned.
But yeah, and he deserves it.
I agree.
He's earned it since the moment he stepped on the court in a Knick uniform. He's earned it. And he's only earned it more and more and more the deeper they go.
But there's nothing that those guys can say that's going to take away from any joy that I have in watching this team. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I just don't get it. I don't understand. I understand you want to be critical, and I've been critical of other players at times. But this, there's no reason to be critical. There should be every reason to be pointing to this guy as, you know, here's a guy that nobody thought was going to be this good. Even his former college coach said the same thing last week and then realized now just how good he really is and what he's doing on the basketball court. I didn't play in the NBA. These guys did. And this is a 6'2" guard that is playing out of his mind. And they have, like, the guts to somehow, like, insult him?
Kimmy and Lincroft. What's going on, Kimmy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Kimmy?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick first. You better get on that parkway before 11. We're leaving at 5 to go and see you guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, have
and
fun.
I'm only 15 minutes away.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, you know, sounds good.
The whole thing. Second of all, after watching the Knicks on Sunday and seeing what they did and then coming back last night and how exciting that was, I hope it really rubs off to the Rangers. This New York excitement comes back to the Rangers and we take it. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope so, too. And I expect it. Actually, I really do.
You do?
Because, you know why? Because both teams have been a reflection of that kind of play all year long. So when guys have gotten hurt, other guys have stepped up, other guys have come in, other guys have won games. And I feel like the Rangers went through that just like the Knicks went through it at a point where, you know, Adam Fox was out, Jacob Trouba was out, other guys got chances to play, and they played well in their stead. So, you know, both teams have the same characteristics in my eyes.
Yeah, and just like I said, I needed to see what certain guys look like last night to really believe in the Knicks, and we got exactly what you needed to see. I think you need to see tomorrow night what Artemi Panarin and Mika Zibanejad look like right off the bat for different reasons. Artemi, I don't think, is hurt, but he obviously has not contributed the last couple of games, and Mika Zibanejad, we don't know exactly if he's going to be fully healthy or not, but you need to see those guys early flying around with the chances, pucks to the net, doing the things that they have done the entire year. Because if they don't, obviously this team is severely hampered if they are doing a disappearing act for a third game.
You know, for me, this is the type of game that Kreider somehow gets involved. You know, somehow, some way, he will be involved. And I will say, he threw his body around last game trying to get his team going, and I appreciated that. But there's a play in I want to say, I think it was game three, they were shorthanded. And he gets knocked over. There's three Hurricanes. He gets knocked over, and he gets up, and he goes flying down the ice. He ends up scoring a goal off of a pass from Mika Zibanejad. And he skates right past Brett Burns, one of the best defensemen in the league, although older and not nearly as quick as he used to be. And that's the kind of effort that wins hockey games. And hopefully that will be the effort that we see tomorrow night.
Let's go to Chris in Smithtown. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
All right, Chris. What's happening?
Not much. So just a comment and a question on the Rangers and an observation about the Jets-Niners opening day game.
Yeah.
One thing I know about the Rangers as a fan in the playoffs, it's never easy for them. So for them to sweep the Capitals and then go up 3-0, I feel like law of averages would say they face some adversity now. But why do they go into like a defensive mode when they're up like a goal with like 20 minutes to go? I just can never understand that. So I was hoping Boomer can explain that.
Well, I mean, they just had they did not play well last game. The fact that they were up 1-0 was kind of a miracle. And all of us Ranger fans knew that the Canes were going to come out and they were going to come out smoking in the third period. And Chris Kreider was one of the guys at the beginning of the third period that didn't play well and made some mistakes and there were some bad changes. I don't think that was a mindset that the coach said, hey, guys, we're going to pack it in here at a 1-0 lead. I thought that they were flat the whole night, and that third period really reflected just how out of it seemed like they were. And I would bet $1 million that they're going to be right back engaged come Thursday night.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because I think they had, like, no shots on goal for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. And then real quick on the Jets-Niners, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Leonard Floyd, who had to tackle on Rodgers when he tore his Achilles, is now on
the Niners, yeah.
So the NFL has a sick sense of humor, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they were thinking about that, but yes, I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers will be thinking about that.
Yeah, the Niners tried Chase Young out there. They've tried some other players out there, and it really hasn't worked out on the other side of Nick Bosa. So now they go out and they bring in Leonard Floyd. I think he's had like 3 or 4 years of 9 sacks or more consecutive years. So that's a big ad for the Niners if Leonard Floyd still has some left in the tank.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get Jerry back in here in a couple of minutes. Hear those Knicks highlights again. You want to relive it, we'll have it for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Kick off the summer, Friday, May 24th. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend. In just a week and a half, we're going to be down at DJ's in Belmar.
Would you like to meet for drinks?
Ocean Avenue. We'll be starting at 5 a.m. with Al and Jerry.
People will go there. They'll drink. They'll have relations.
6 a.m. we take over. 10 a.m. BT and Sal. 2 p.m. Evan and Tiki.
Lots of dudes. No chicks.
That is correct. And it's all free to come and hang out and watch the show. Adam and the Metal Hawks will be there performing. So it'll be a great day with everybody.
A lot of involved. Dudes in skirts.
I don't know about that. But all the other stuff seems like it was probably the case. All right, WFN kickoff to summer brought to you by New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. Plan your vacation at visitnj.org. Boar's Head and Heineken Silver, the official beer of kickoff to summer.
Seymour Wiener.
Yeah, you see a lot of it that day. That's true. Yeah. Good job, Al.
I mean...
Good promotion on your part.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Just breaking it down for everybody. All right, Jerry, let's get to this update. Why don't we? What do you got for us?
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone.
Brunson gets right through the double end. The little floater is good. Yeah, Brunson is an absolute beast tonight. He's 11 for 17. He's got 26 first-half points.
He would finish with 28 first-half points, a Knick playoff record. He would go for 44 on the night, fifth 40-point game in the postseason. The Knicks ripped through the Pacers 121-91. Josh Hart, 18 and 11. You got McBride. You got Burks all doing things. Hartenstein and on the glass was ridiculous. Here was Tom Thibodeau. It's a great win, but so much more to do.
We still need one more win, so we can't be too excited about it. We have to understand, you know, what we need to do. Stay focused on the task at hand. You feel good about yourself, you get knocked down in this league. You got to be ready to go.
And someone that was ready to go was indeed Brunson. He didn't look like he had any foot injury, no issues, had 44. Why so much better tonight than last game?
I don't know. Maybe because of the home crowd. They're phenomenal, and just found a way, had to regroup, had to adjust.
And they did very successfully. Here was Josh Hart. I mentioned some of the other contributions. He talks about Alec Burks, came in off the bench on a Friday night, played really well, played some Sunday too. He had 18 last night in the win.
That's what pros do. You know, when they're out, you know, not in the rotation, they continue to get better, continue to stay ready. And when his number is called, he came out and, you know, provided for us what we desperately needed.
And also providing was Miles McBride. He got the start. He had 17, was also outstanding on the defensive end.
I just had to come in with more of a defensive mentality. So I'm going to trust my shot. I put in the work. So as long as I'm guarding, that's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. And Tyrese Haliburton didn't do a whole hell of a lot, partly because of McBride. He knows he's got to figure it out. It's got to be better before game six.
There's no excuses, but, you know, all the guys on our roster, I believe it's the first time they've been in a game five tied 2-2 going on the road. And so you learn a lot in those situations very quickly.
That's clearly Rick Carlisle. I have no idea how that got in there, but that was Rick Carlisle of the Pacers.
Doesn't Haliburton have two voices? How do
you
know?
But that would be a third voice.
Okay.
That's Rick Carlisle. Then again, who knows? Game six will be Friday night in Indiana. They get the little extended break, a couple of days off before that big game six where the Knicks can advance. The Nuggets beat the T-Wolves 112-97. They're close to advancing. Nikola Jokic with 40.7 rebounds, 13 assists. Here is Jamal Murray. He just marvels at the big fella.
He had 40. He missed seven shots on the Defensive Player of the Year, and I felt like he had 50. So whenever he's going, you know, gets going like that, you just kind of let him dictate the way the game's going
to
go.
He did, and it went their way. So from 0-2 down to 3-2 up, going back to Minneapolis. Anthony Edwards, by the way, 18 in the loss. He was just 5 of 15 shooting, really struggled last night, didn't do what he has been doing. All right, quickly with the baseball, not a lot here other than the Yankees did beat the Twins 5-1.
1-0. Verdugo lines it into left center field. Castro, the center fielder, on the run, over his head, all the way to the left center field wall. Soto easily scores. Judge chugs around third. Correa, the shortstop, throw to the plate on a hop, slide, safe. Verdugo scampers right past second and a hold right there with a two-run double.
Same Twins team that won like 12 in a row.
It's amazing. Man, what a... that's some terrible outfield defense by these guys.
Well, apparently the field is 600 feet long.
Oh, wow.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, that was Emmanuel Babari on the fan.
And my brain just went to this because the Verdugo hit and then BT, how do you do?
Yeah.
And then getting reminded by someone on X that the woman who called BT and asked him to go to Game 7 apparently called in again yesterday, so I don't know any of that.
She did, and I, you know what? I've been locked in with all this other crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She called in with her husband.
Ooh.
Who, figure this, my niece texted me yesterday. She works with her.
Get out of here.
I mean, you want to, I'll show you the text. You want to talk about just crazy coincidence? Yes, pretty wild. So For 9:30, I'll try and find the call. I completely forgot about that.
All good.
So, yeah. But yeah, there was an update to that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the Yankees win. They're 28-15. The Mets did get shut out by the Phillies. Whoa, time now for Whose Laugh Is That?
Okay.
Whose Laugh Is That? Is this Al, Eddie, you, Boomer, or someone else? I'll give you the laugh. Any idea whose laugh that might be?
No, I mean, I,
that's a great laugh.
One more time.
Now, I'm not saying it's anybody here. I said it could be someone else.
Howie Rose.
Oh, good guess. No, not Howie Rose.
Keith Rad.
Not Keith Rad.
Madge.
No, it's not Met related. Even though I was in the middle of the Mets Phillies.
That's what I thought I was doing.
It has nothing to do with the Mets and the Phillies.
Is it Spike waking up every day?
It is not Spike.
No, that's Boing.
No, it goes back to the Aaron Rodgers interview. That is Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh. Yes.
Never been into it.
Whenever someone
I wouldn't kill myself. I love my life.
He does have that maniacal laugh. Yeah, I've
yes,
heard
he
that
does.
Before.
It's pretty funny.
Should have known that.
So since we're talking about that, I'll just give you 5 seconds from this interview with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't watch porn. You know, I've never been into any weird kinky stuff.
You learn something every day about these guys, and good to know Carlson the same.
Not into porn or kitty porn. I just want to say that out loud.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing.
Okay.
It's got to be with the Epstein stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So out of context, it's like, what's
going on?
That's because I played the clips last hour about Epstein. That's exactly where all that came from. But that was the clip that Al put on the show sheet, so I figured
this is what happens. You know, you actually take little clips and put them out of context.
No, time out.
You didn't do that.
I could have.
I mean, but that's what the media does. That's
absolutely.
Overall, that's what the media
does. That was also why I gave you the full 29 seconds of the Biden-Putin thing. Because everyone's running with that 10 seconds. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or anything in between, but I wanted to play the full thing so you kind of heard where it came from.
You're a quality journalist.
I am.
I don't watch porn. You know, I've never been into any weird kinky stuff.
Putin porn and saline. Aaron Rodgers with Tucker Carlson.
People make themselves feel better by watching pornography.
I don't watch porn.
That's just so bizarre.
Let's watch pornography together.
I don't watch porn.
Alan Aaron Rodgers watching porn together.
Oh, God. Training camp this year. That's when we'll do that.
I don't watch porn.
Did you get him again this year?
No, I don't think so.
Why not? He sat down for 2.5 hours. You put him on for 15 minutes?
We got to get him in a better situation than he did last time.
Yeah,
he was
podcast.
So pissed off. He was on one of no part of anything fun or nothing. It was just like.
Well, that was in traffic, right?
Right. It was like two jackknife tractor trailers on the way in, and he was just not
bad
having
that it. Was raining.
He was not having it.
Yeah, tough. Anyhow, so that was no more on that. You do have 8 o'clock tonight, the NFL releasing the 2024 schedule, but you guys told us last hour from the reports, Giants, Carolina, and Germany, Jets, and Vikings in London. Tom Brady had the roast on Sunday, yeah. Last Sunday night, whatever it was, this Netflix roast. Here he was on the Pivot podcast.
Okay.
With this, I guess, regret about what happened and what's happened since.
I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way that it affected my kids.
Mm.
So it's the hardest part about, like, the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way that it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world.
Listen, you know I'm a Brady guy. I love this guy. What do you mean you thought it was going to be one way?
I don't know.
I mean, do you have... all right. Now, I guess you got paid a lot of money for this. Maybe you didn't do enough research. You're thinking people are going to make jokes about you. But if you have any information on a roast, you know that everybody's going to get crushed. Your friends, your family, you, everything. There's nothing that is off limits. So the fact that he was caught off guard not once but twice... One with the craft thing and two with how could it affect his kids is pretty stupid on his part. Should have known.
I would think so.
And that, when you agree to do that, I'm sorry. You're going to get killed. Every part of your life is going
to
get killed.
And you know and had to have known those clips were going to be everywhere online.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. We mentioned this a couple of hours ago, the whole Doug Gottlieb thing. This was how the announcement of him taking the job at Green Bay, Wisconsin, came up live during his radio show.
Sources tell me that the University of Wisconsin Green Bay is hiring Doug Gottlieb to be the school's new men's basketball coach.
Well, hold on, you're clapping. We didn't confirm or deny. I can confirm that report.
So that's how he announced it.
Thank God they used a canned applause drop.
We were talking about, you were mentioning about J.J. Redick with the Lakers and how this guy, you know, how Doug Gottlieb got the job. Well, he says he's very qualified to do this.
In regards to the actual coaching and X and O's of it, I've coached more games in the last 7 years than anyone in America. Because when you coach AAU games, I had at times I was coaching 12, 16 games in a weekend. And I've coached the group in Israel that I coached twice. It's called the Maccabi Games team. That's like the Jewish Olympics.
It's a lot of basketball.
He was the Jewish Olympics head coach?
I guess so. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
No, the other thing, too, J.J. Redick and LeBron, I guess, have a podcast together.
They do.
Know. Yeah. So
oh, yeah. They just started it maybe 2 months ago.
So they got a relationship and, you know. I guess it'll how it all happens and unfolds.
If he does get the job and takes the job.
Seems like he's
offered
it.
The job. I guess smoke fire, but we shall see.
I
mean,
and like I said, I knew that Doug Gottlieb wanted to do this for years and years and years. So that's not surprising. The biggest thing is how are you going to be able to still do your radio show?
I don't know.
And do that. I mean,
show 2 hours long?
I don't know, but maybe they just don't have the money to pay him the money that he's making.
I guess.
I don't know.
But maybe he does it from his office every day.
I mean, you're all,
Half-assery. Half-assery, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That would be my only answer, is that he can do it remotely from the office.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or he wants to make sure he still has a job in a year.
Well, that's right. But then you don't take this job, you know? I mean, it's one or the other. I mean, I know what you're saying. I immediately thought that same thing. But in order to do
that's brilliant.
In order to do the best job, but no, because to me, if you're taking 2 hours or 3 hours out of your day to do the radio show, you can't be the best coach you can be.
Yeah, I know, but the only thing I can think of is that, you know, maybe this school didn't have as much money as he would have liked, and this way he said, hey, I can take the job, save you money by continuing to do my radio show, which would not impact me coaching the team. That's the only way that I can see this.
I will tell you, I know you were at Hofstra. I've seen Steve Peichel enough in those offices. There's not time to do a radio show.
Well, Steve Peichel's the head coach at, you know, a Big Ten school.
Well, do you think he's not going to treat this any differently?
He shouldn't, but again, what time is his show on?
I don't know.
Is it like a 10 to 12 show?
I don't know, but I know Speedy Claxton at Hofstra is sleeping in his office a lot. I mean, that's what one of the guys over there told me when I asked him. He's like, actually, this is the time where he takes just a quick half-hour nap before he goes out and does 10 other million things that he does.
Transfer portal, NIL. Oh, by the way, coaching the team, game planning, and you do a radio show. That's tough.
He's on noon to two, 2 hour show.
Okay, well, good luck to him. Bruins beat the Panthers 2-1. Jeremy Swayman, 28 saves. Boston stays alive. Florida still up 3-2 in that series.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I couldn't help but laugh at this situation, and we'll get all your Knicks and Rangers stuff in as we're going to continue to talk about that all morning long. Got the NFL schedule release as well, but I see this on the news this morning when I get into work. Are you familiar with this thing called the Portal that's in New York City? It's somewhere downtown, and what it is it's this big circular video screen that has a live feed into Dublin, Ireland, and you could see each other live. So you go up to the portal and you look and you see the people that are looking in the portal on the other side in Dublin. You could wave and you could see each other, right?
Yes.
So this is supposed to be like this really nice thing they came up with. Look at this, the technology we have. We can wave. We're all together on the planet together. We could wave. Look how cool is this? Oh, there's kids in Dublin and kids in New York waving. Okay, well, the portal had to be shut down temporarily, not because of the technology or it was not working or anything like that, or weather or technical difficulties, nothing like that. The reason why the portal has been shut down is because there have been multiple instances of nudity that has been going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who runs the portal in New York is blaming most of this on Dublin. He says Dublin has had more of these issues. Apparently, they've also been showing pictures of not-so-good things through the portal to make New Yorkers mad. That has been going on, but it really is truly amazing when you put... If this isn't an indictment of society today, where you put up this thing to go, how cool is this? Let's wave and say hi to the people in Ireland. And then there's just some guy pulling his schwanz out going, hey, Dublin?
Or some woman pulling her cans out.
Right, exactly.
Which is what happened.
Woohoo! Yeah, Dublin, but check these out.
Now, that was on our side, though.
Ever seen some Irish nipples?
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
Oh, wasn't that on our side yesterday?
I might have been. They've been back and forth. Now,
okay.
The guy that was interviewed this morning that I saw is the New York side of it. So he's blaming all of it on Dublin. I'm sure the Dublin person is probably blaming all of it on us.
I thought I saw this story where it was the New York side of things.
I'm sure. I'm sure both sides are doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
100%. I'm sure both sides.
Sure.
But it's just great.
And why do we have a portal to Dublin anyway?
I don't know. It's just somebody's idea. You know, just one of those things where it was like, hey, this could be a very cool thing. But it's not a cool thing. It ends up being a total mess.
All right, so
speaking of technical difficulties,
yes.
You've had issues with your headphones all morning long.
Yes,
someone
I
said
have.
You look
now,
like Tom you were in a...
showing up to see if he can be the hero here.
Yeah, someone said you look like you were in a World War II submarine earlier with those cans
Das Boot.
Yeah. Is that a little bit better for you?
Much better. Much better, yes.
All right. You know who's not going to like that, though, is our buddy Tyler Hale.
Yeah, he doesn't like white wires.
Yeah, he doesn't like white wires. That's one of his things. Like, it's a pet peeve of his, white wires.
Yeah, well, just they'll take care of it, and I'll have my earpiece back within a day or two.
Okay.
So we'll be fine.
Very good. So, yeah, when they open up that portal, I'm thinking we go over there and we just drop trash.
Show
them our Shinesty Bowl Hammock underwear and try to show them in Dublin how great it is. It's just something else. If you could see a portal to any
city
what would that be to see the other people there?
Stockholm.
Okay, interesting.
Right? About Zurich.
Zurich, not bad. I think I'd be interested in Tokyo. Yeah. What's going on in Tokyo? Like, hey, look through here and there's Tokyo.
How about Sydney, Australia?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
How about Auckland, New Zealand?
Auckland, you'd probably just be a bunch of sheep showing their body parts to the thing.
Not in Auckland.
Yeah, I don't know, but it has not worked
out. How about Monaco?
Get some pretty people in Monaco. You wouldn't mind some nudity at the Monaco portal, would you? Something like that, the Amalfi Coast.
They still have nude beaches there.
I'm sure they do. Well, they don't care so much about nudity anywhere else. It's just here in America that we can't stand nudity.
Could you ever live in a nudist colony?
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, my self-confidence would be not strong enough to survive that situation, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could walk around and be totally fine with a nudist colony. But I feel like there's nobody good-looking in a nudist colony. Has there ever been someone who's actually good-looking that's in a nudist colony? Generally, if you're an attractive person, you know, doors open for you, whether you're a male or a female. You don't end up in a nudist colony somewhere, you know, eating couscous off the ground with somebody, you know? It doesn't happen. You generally have a nice life and your job and the whole deal.
So you're not eating couscous off the ground.
Right, that's what I feel like they're doing. Sitting down in the dirt, naked, with a bowl of mush. That's what I feel like goes on in a nudist colony.
Wow.
Okay. What is your thought of a nudist colony? They're sitting down at the 5-star steakhouses?
No, of course not.
Are they just peeing and pooping everywhere?
I think if you live in a nudist colony, you're basically self-sufficient. So I would think a lot of vegans.
Okay.
Unless you got a pig or two and you want to have a little pork.
Imagine if Spike, it didn't work out for him afternoons at WIP and he just went to a vegan nudist colony.
I could see that. Definitely.
Hipster, skinny, vegan, hipster.
Skinny, vegan, hipster.
Nudist C word. Tim's out in Staten Island. What's going on, Tim? He wants to talk some Knicks this morning. What you got?
It's not fair, man.
What? I could hear a word this guy was saying. Let's go to Anthony in Stamford. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Boomer, real quick. I work for DeWalt. I was down at the Carpenters Council yesterday. We all really appreciate you coming out and taking the time to speak with us, celebrate the company's special day. So thanks for that.
Yeah, my pleasure there, Anthony. That was great. So what's going on?
So, obviously, a huge Knicks win. The next man up mentality that they have across the board has been really great to watch. I mean, dominating performance last night. The one issue that I've had across these playoffs has been the stoppages for the replays. I get that we want to get the call right, and we have to sometimes go back and look at it. But when we're stopping the game 4 times, I think it was in the first half, it's just slowing down the pace of play. The momentum feels like it's getting taken out of the arena. And I've been trying to see if there's a better way to do it, if there's a replay official like we have in the NFL. And I just don't know what the best way to do it is. But when we're constantly stopping the game, I feel like we're taking away from the product that we're having on the court there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that yesterday, or last night, rather, in the first half, that was an aberration. There was way too many reviews that were going on. I knew that they wanted to get it right. The series has had the spotlight on it after Rick Carlisle basically said that the NBA doesn't want small market teams winning and they're influencing the officials in that way. But there were too many in the first half. There's usually too many at the end of the game. I don't have an answer. It doesn't bother me as much because these games are so intense. And a lot of the times they do end up getting the calls right. They have the ability to challenge. The flagrant stuff can be a little much going and check every one of those. But It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers everybody else, but yesterday, last night, in the first half, that was exorbitant.
That was the first time
I was like, okay, this is, we were talking about second quarter. We've got four reviews already. It's crazy.
It was very choppy, and even the announcers spoke to that as well. I mean, you know, this is the difference between the NBA and the NHL. Like, the NHL, you could have, like, a 10-minute, like, nonstop back and forth.
Yeah.
And then they'll end up taking a TV time at some point, but they're never just going to stop the game. You know, and, you know, of course, there could be face-offs, there could be icings, there could be, you know, the puck out of the, you know, off the ice and into the stands, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, the game is about flow and it's about momentum. The NBA doesn't really have that, especially the last 5 minutes of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.